Chair. With regard to the characterization of loss definition and scope, my delegation suggests not to aim at reaching agreement upon a detailed and comprehensive definition, but rather to use our energy to focus on the two-tier approach and to only develop a characterization to the degree necessary for that approach. In our view, that would be characterizations of fully and partially autonomous weapon systems. The overarching concern should be compatibility with IHL requirements. Furthermore, we consider the framework of human control as the dividing line between systems with autonomy that can and cannot be used in a legally, politically, and ethically acceptable manner. In our view, and as proposed in the Franco-German contribution to the DGE of June 2021, as well as the joint working paper of July 2022 of a group of countries, weapon systems that cannot be operated within a framework of human control should not be developed, produced, acquired, or deployed. We would stipulate that the use of such weapon systems is already de facto prohibited under international law. For weapon systems with autonomous functions operating within a framework of human control, we propose to spell out in more detail what we deem necessary parameters of such a framework of human control. Mr. Chair, let me reiterate that human control, in our view, does not equal human interaction. It is rather a set of technological, doctrinal, and training-related parameters that ensure that a weapon system with autonomous functions acts as intended by the human operator or commander responsible for the use of that weapon systems. Thank you, Mr. Chair.